Every era produces two kinds of people, those who drift with the noise and those who build in silence until the world can no longer ignore them. The difference is not talent or luck, it is discipline. Most people live trapped in cycles of comfort, distraction, and emotional reaction. They mistake movement for progress, busyness for purpose, and comfort for peace. But the Stoic sees the truth, that control of life begins with control of the self. To get ahead of 99% of people, one must become what 99% refuse to be, consistent, clear, and unshaken. Look around. The world has never been louder, faster, or more chaotic. Attention has become currency, and most spend it on nothing. Every scroll, every argument, every indulgence drains energy that could have built strength. People trade years of potential for seconds of pleasure. Yet in the midst of that chaos, a small minority rise quietly. They are disciplined, strategic, and patient. They move without noise, guided by principle, not impulse. Their lives are not shaped by conditions. They shape conditions through command. This is how they become unrecognizable. Not through status, fame, or noise, but through order, through the mastery of attention, routine, energy, and purpose. The Stoic path is not about being seen, it is about becoming undeniable. What follows are the seven principles that separate the distracted from the disciplined, the scattered from the sovereign, the ordinary from the exceptional. Each one is a weapon against weakness, a system for control, and a map to rise above the noise of mediocrity. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Master the Discipline of Attention. The average person moves through their days half awake. Their attention is scattered across trivialities, notifications, conversations that mean nothing, and the constant noise of other people's opinions. Their mind is not their own. It is shaped by whatever captures it first. The Stoic sees this as the first great mistake of modern life, the loss of control over one's own perception. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Strength begins here, in the command of focus. Every human being lives inside a field of limited attention. That attention determines perception, judgment, emotion, and decision. To master attention is to master life. To lose it is to become a passenger within it. The disciplined person begins by observing where their attention goes when left unguarded. They notice how often it drifts toward gossip, distraction, and digital noise. They do not condemn themselves for it, they correct it. This is the training of the mind, to return attention to what matters. Each time the mind is reclaimed, power returns with it. A Stoic practices mental economy. They conserve focus the way a commander conserves resources. They know that attention spent on the meaningless is energy withdrawn from mastery. Every wasted glance, every trivial argument, every unfiltered input carries a cost. The average person pays it daily without noticing. The disciplined person pays attention to where attention goes. The modern world competes to harvest concentration. The devices in your pocket are not neutral tools. They are systems engineered to capture and hold the mind. The Stoic resists this capture. They use technology as an instrument, not an environment. When they open their phone, they open it with intent. When they read deeply. When they work without fragmentation. This is what Seneca meant by living deliberately, to exist in full awareness of one's own actions. Distraction is not just an inconvenience, it is the quiet erosion of will. A distracted mind cannot think clearly, decide cleanly, or act consistently. To live scattered is to live weak. To live focused is to live strong. The Stoic trains to make focus habitual, to make clarity a default state rather than a rare condition. To master attention, one must remove what breaks it. Clutter in the environment becomes clutter in the mind. Simplify surroundings. A clear desk leads to a clear decision. A quiet space leads to a quiet thought. The disciplined person engineers conditions that make excellence inevitable. Their environment is an ally, not an obstacle. Mental discipline is built through deliberate solitude. Time alone without stimulation teaches the mind to hold its own company. Most people cannot sit in silence for 5 minutes without reaching for distraction. The Stoic treats silence as a gymnasium for the mind. In solitude, they confront restlessness until it becomes stillness. When the mind can hold silence without discomfort, it gains immunity to noise. Attention is strengthened by single tasking. Multitasking divides awareness into fragments. Every time the mind switches tasks, momentum is lost. The Stoic commits fully to one action at a time, whether training, reading, or planning. They finish before they begin something new. This builds integrity of focus and integrity of character. The person who finishes what they start develops trust in their own consistency. Epictetus reminded his students, "When you are offended at any man's fault, turn to yourself and study your own failings. Then you will forget your anger." The same principle applies to distraction. Before blaming the world for noise, examine the tendency to seek it. The disciplined mind does not depend on silence to be focused. It can remain clear even amid disorder. The mind follows attention the way a plant follows sunlight. Whatever you focus on grows stronger. Feed your attention with problems, and problems multiply. Feed it with purpose, and purpose sharpens. The Stoic does not waste awareness on things outside control. They watch without attachment, engage without absorption, and act with calm detachment. Mastering attention also means mastering emotional focus. Modern people allow emotion to hijack attention. They replay past mistakes, arguments, and wounds. This fixation keeps them trapped in cycles of regret or resentment. The Stoic observes emotion as information, not identity. They acknowledge feeling, then redirect it toward right action. They refuse to give attention to mental loops that solve nothing. A clear mind is not an empty one, it is a disciplined one. The Stoic mind remains calm not because nothing happens, but because it chooses what to process. Clarity is the result of selective awareness. The disciplined person filters life like a lens. Only that which serves reason, growth, and purpose is allowed through. The Stoic applies this in conversation. They do not listen to reply. They listen to understand. They do not speak to fill silence. They speak to deliver substance. Idle talk dissolves time. Focused speech builds influence. Every word that leaves the mouth is either noise or signal. The disciplined person ensures it is signal. The person who controls attention also controls time. Each moment spent consciously expands. Each moment wasted contracts. When days are structured around focus, life slows down in clarity. The frantic rush of ordinary living disappears. The Stoic moves through time deliberately, making presence a form of mastery. Sleep, exercise, and nutrition are not side details. They are the foundation of sustained attention. A tired or inflamed body cannot support a sharp mind. The Stoic respects the biology that underlies reason. They train, rest, and eat with intention. They know that focus is not only mental discipline, but physical readiness. Modern life sells stimulation as satisfaction. It promises meaning through constant novelty. The Stoic refuses. They understand that constant stimulation deadens sensitivity. When everything is exciting, nothing is significant. By limiting inputs, they restore intensity to what matters. silence becomes profound. Simplicity becomes depth. The disciplined person begins their day by choosing where their mind will live. They set intentions not as wishes, but as boundaries. What will I allow into my awareness today? What will I exclude? This daily audit preserves the purity of focus. Without it, the mind becomes a dumping ground for other people's thoughts. Marcus Aurelius practiced this through morning reflection. He would remind himself of human behavior, that people will act out of ignorance, weakness, or selfishness. This awareness prevented surprise and irritation. It kept attention anchored to reason rather than reaction. Anticipation replaced frustration. Preparation replaced complaint. Discipline in attention is not an act of repression, it is an act of liberation. When the mind is no longer hijacked by impulse, it becomes available for creation, strategy, and reflection. The average person cannot hold a thought for more than a few seconds without interruption. The Stoic can hold an idea until it transforms into insight. When you command attention, you control interpretation. Two people can face the same event. One sees opportunity, the other sees defeat. The difference is focus. A trained mind filters experience through strength. An untrained mind filters it through weakness. The Stoic learns to direct awareness toward what can be done rather than what is lost. A disciplined mind does not chase every curiosity. It is selective. Curiosity without discipline becomes distraction. True curiosity is strategic, aimed at mastery, not novelty. The Stoic studies only what contributes to wisdom or skill. They consume information the way an athlete consumes nutrition, with purpose, not indulgence. This mastery of attention extends to memory. The Stoic does not dwell on what cannot be used. They extract the lesson and discard the residue. Memory is curated like a library, not hoarded like a landfill. What remains in the mind must serve clarity, not clutter. Control of attention also means control of perception. When insulted, the Stoic does not automatically react. They pause, interpret, and decide if it is worth response. Often the insult loses power once examined. Attention was the fuel. Withdrawal extinguishes it. To redirect focus is to dissolve conflict before it begins. To remain undisturbed is not to be indifferent. It is to be effective. The Stoic cares deeply about what matters and refuses to waste energy on what does not. Their calm is not apathy. It is efficiency. They preserve attention for things that deserve it. Every great achievement begins with directed attention. An artist must hold vision through years of obscurity. A strategist must track patterns others overlook. A leader must remain clear while others panic. In all cases, attention separates mastery from mediocrity. Seneca wrote, "To be everywhere is to be nowhere." The modern equivalent is to be divided across every screen and every thought, and thus absent from life itself. The disciplined person protects their focus the way a fortress protects its walls. Entry is by permission only. They schedule time for reflection as others schedule meetings. They use boundaries not as cages, but as shields. Through this structure, freedom expands. The unguarded mind feels free yet lives enslaved to impulse. The guarded mind appears strict yet lives in command. Attention also governs emotion in relationships. The Stoic chooses carefully who occupies mental space. They do not obsess over the approval or criticism of others. Their worth is measured internally. When attention is invested in personal growth rather than external validation, peace follows naturally. To master attention, one must also practice detachment from outcomes. Focus on process creates consistency. Fixation on results creates anxiety. The Stoic acts with excellence, then releases expectation. This releases energy trapped in worry. It allows attention to return to the present task, where influence exists. The training of focus never ends. The mind will always attempt to wander. The Stoic accepts this as part of the discipline. Each return to focus is a repetition that builds strength. The gym of the mind is attention itself, each rep a redirection. Attention mastery is not a technique, but a way of life. It shapes how one reads, works, trains, and relates. The disciplined person turns every activity into concentration practice. Walking, breathing, even waiting become exercises in awareness. The smallest action done with full attention holds more value than hours spent in distraction. Through this mastery, time expands. The Stoic perceives more in an hour of focus than others perceive in a week of chaos. Clarity creates opportunity. Precision creates power. The person who owns their attention owns their reality. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. The quality of thought depends on the quality of attention. Therefore, the happiness of life depends on what you choose to notice." The disciplined person notices what strengthens, not what weakens. A life of mastery is a life of directed awareness. To see clearly, think clearly, and act decisively is to rise above the noise that consumes most minds. Attention is the gate through which all strength flows. Guard it with vigilance. Direct it with purpose. Every victory of mind begins here. Chapter 2. Build a system of unbreakable routine. The person who lives without routine drifts. Their actions depend on mood, their outcomes on chance. They wake uncertain, move without direction, and end each day wondering where time went. The Stoic does not live this way. The Stoic builds systems that turn discipline into rhythm, and rhythm into identity. Marcus Aurelius wrote each morning before the world could intrude. His routine was not for comfort, but control. To begin the day before distraction is to claim it before the world does. The disciplined person rises at a fixed hour, not because the clock commands them, but because consistency sharpens the will. Every repetition strengthens decision. Each predictable act is one less battle with hesitation. A structured life is not rigid, it is deliberate. Routine is the architecture of freedom. Within structure, energy is not wasted on indecision. The Stoic moves through each day with clarity because their path is already designed. They do not ask, "What should I do next?" They have already decided. Every hour serves a purpose. Every task has a home. This is the hidden advantage of order. It liberates the mind from chaos. Seneca warned against drifting. If a man knows not to which port he sails, no wind is favorable. Routine provides the port. It gives direction even in stillness. The disciplined person structures their days around essentials: work, study, reflection, training, and rest. Each element strengthens the others. A well-ordered day compounds into a well-ordered life. Routine builds momentum. Momentum builds identity. The Stoic understands that the mind follows the body's patterns. To rise early, train, and think clearly each day rewires perception. The person begins to see themselves as capable, consistent, dependable. This identity reinforces the habit that created it. Discipline becomes self-sustaining. A strong routine begins with the morning. The first hour sets the tone for the day. The Stoic avoids the phone, the news, the noise of other people's priorities. They begin with silence, movement, or reflection. They write, stretch, or read philosophy. The purpose is alignment. To place the mind in command of the day before the day commands the mind. The morning is also where intention is set. The disciplined person decides what matters most before distractions appear. 3 priorities, not 30. They work on them before anything else. The world rewards those who can complete the essential while others drown in the trivial. To act on priorities early is to live on offense, not defense. The Stoic also builds structure around the evening. Reflection closes the cycle. Marcus Aurelius used nights to review conduct. What did I do well? What could be improved? Where did I lose control? This daily audit converts time into wisdom. It transforms experience into principle. Without reflection, days blend into repetition. With it, every day becomes training. Routine is not about perfection, it is about return. Even the disciplined person will break pattern. Fatigue, travel, or circumstance can interrupt. But the Stoic always returns quickly. They do not waste days justifying failure. They restore order as soon as possible. The strength of a system is not in its flawlessness, but in its recoverability. To build unbreakable routine, one must understand energy management. People fail not because of lack of time, but because of poor use of energy. The Stoic schedules high-focus tasks when the mind is sharp and reserves low-focus tasks for later hours. They align the body's rhythm with the work's demands. This reduces resistance and increases consistency. Discipline expands through repetition. The Stoic repeats core habits daily until they become reflex. Reflection, exercise, reading, strategic planning, and focused work form the foundation. The order can change. The presence of these pillars cannot. Each acts as a stabilizer. If one falters, the others keep the system upright. Epictetus said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Routine is the translation of that principle into time. It is identity expressed through schedule. Every repeated act is a declaration of who you are becoming. The average person drifts between impulses. The Stoic moves through rituals of purpose. To strengthen routine, remove decisions, pre-decide meals, training times, study blocks, and rest hours. Decision fatigue weakens discipline. Automation strengthens it. By reducing the number of choices, willpower is preserved for higher matters. The Stoic treats daily life like a well-designed machine. Minimal friction, maximum output. The environment must support this structure. The place where one works, trains, or rests should reflect intention. Each space should serve a single purpose. A room used for both rest and work confuses the mind. Order in space produces order in action. The Stoic keeps surroundings clean, simple, and aligned with purpose. Routine also includes periodic withdrawal. Too much repetition without reflection can lead to dullness. The Stoic integrates brief pauses to regain perspective. A walk in nature, silent reading, or a moment of gratitude re-centers focus. These pauses are not breaks from discipline, they are maintenance of it. Consistency in small things translates into excellence in great ones. A person who cannot maintain order in their morning will not sustain mastery in their mission. Routine scales self-control. It transforms the invisible discipline of minor acts into the visible discipline of major achievements. Routine also removes emotional interference. When action is automatic, feeling becomes irrelevant. The Stoic trains regardless of mood. They write, train, or study even when desire is absent. They understand that consistency creates emotion, not the reverse. Once the habit is in motion, motivation follows. The unbreakable routine includes frictionless transitions. One habit should lead naturally into the next. Morning reflection flows into physical training. Training flows into work. Work ends with planning for the next day. This sequencing eliminates wasted energy between tasks. It turns life into a single, continuous motion of discipline. Seneca wrote, "Life is long if you know how to use it." Routine is the science of using it. Each structure created is a reclaiming of time that would otherwise decay into distraction. Most people lose years to aimlessness. The Stoic gains years through order. Their schedule becomes a weapon against decay. The disciplined person also learns to defend their routine from intrusion. They say no often. They protect focus hours. They refuse impulsive commitments. Each yes must serve the larger design. Each no protects energy for what matters. Routine thrives under boundaries. It dies under chaos. The body reinforces the system. A disciplined person eats clean, sleeps deeply, and trains consistently. A weak body drains willpower. A strong body sustains it. The Stoic aligns biology with philosophy. Physical health becomes a form of spiritual order. Routine matures into ritual when infused with meaning. Repetition without reflection becomes mechanical. But repetition with purpose becomes sacred. The Stoic turns daily acts into expressions of principle. Training becomes fortitude. Writing becomes clarity. Planning becomes foresight. Ordinary actions transform into moral exercises. A person with no routine depends on emotion. A person with structure depends on design. The Stoic does not wait for good days. They create them through rhythm. When life disrupts, they adjust, not collapse. Their routine bends but does not break. Through consistent routine, one becomes predictable to themselves. This predictability breeds confidence. The person knows what they will do, regardless of mood or circumstance. They no longer negotiate with weakness. Their schedule carries them when willpower wanes. The system replaces the need for constant motivation. Routine also guards against self-deception. Without structure, one can believe they are improving while standing still. Routine measures progress. The Stoic records, reviews, and refines. They look at data, not feeling. Numbers and consistency reveal truth more accurately than emotion. Even rest is structured. The Stoic knows that endless exertion leads to decline. They recover deliberately. Sleep, stillness, and quiet recreation restore capacity for work. This balance sustains longevity. To rest without guilt is a form of wisdom. Routine converts time into reputation. When observed long enough, consistency becomes credibility. Others begin to trust the disciplined person's reliability. Opportunities appear because order signals capability. While others scramble, the Stoic continues calmly executing their pattern. Success becomes inevitable. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Do every act of your life as though it were the very last act of your life." Routine honors that principle. Every task is executed with precision, as if it carries ultimate weight. This transforms repetition into reverence. Life becomes a continuous practice of excellence. To build an unbreakable routine, begin small. Anchor three immovable actions: wake early, train daily, reflect nightly. These become the pillars around which all else revolves. Once established, layer additional habits slowly. Each addition must serve clarity, strength, or purpose. Anything else is removed. The Stoic treats time as sacred material. They shape it into structure. They do not chase balance. They design alignment. Their days resemble well-forged armor, protective, purposeful, and ready for conflict. Routine is their strategy for mastering life's unpredictability. The average person resists structure because they confuse it with confinement. The Stoic embraces it because they understand it as control. Freedom is not found in endless choice, but in chosen repetition. Through routine, choice becomes mastery. Every system of order multiplies effectiveness. Every repetition sharpens identity. The person who commands their days eventually commands their destiny. Routine is not the goal, it is the gate. Beyond it lies stability, strength, and the rare peace of a life lived in deliberate rhythm. Chapter 3. Destroy the old you. Every transformation demands destruction. To rise beyond the average, the person must dismantle the habits, environments, and attachments that maintain their current self. The Stoic does not fear this process. They welcome it as purification. They understand that renewal begins where comfort ends. The old self is composed of small indulgences, repeated excuses, and unexamined routines. It is the self that seeks pleasure to escape discipline, distraction to avoid purpose, and company to mask emptiness. To destroy it is not symbolic, it is literal in practice. The Stoic severs every behavior that weakens command. Seneca warned, "No man is free who is a slave to his body." This slavery is not only addiction to substances, but addiction to comfort. Late nights spent numbing the mind, weekends lost to indulgence, and endless consumption of entertainment keep a person soft. The Stoic lives differently, they live awake. To destroy the old you is to reclaim authority over impulse. Modern culture glamorizes distraction. It rewards those who seek stimulation and mocks restraint as dullness. The disciplined person rejects this narrative completely. They do not live to be entertained, they live to be sharpened. Alcohol is the first to fall. It dulls perception, weakens focus, and feeds dependency disguised as relaxation. The Stoic seeks clarity, not escape. They drink only with intention, if at all. Each decision is measured against one question: does this strengthen or weaken my command? If it weakens, it is cut. The same rule applies to digital indulgence. Adult sexual content rewires the mind to seek reward without effort. It erodes motivation and destroys intimacy with reality. The Stoic understands that lust without restraint becomes slavery. They remove these images from their environment entirely. Desire must be directed, not indulged. Streaming services, games, and constant entertainment sedate the will. They replace life with simulation. Hours vanish while ambitions decay. The Stoic recognizes this trap. They do not condemn recreation, but they measure it with precision. Rest is earned, not escaped into. A sharp mind does not waste itself in passive consumption. The destruction of the old self also requires the cleansing of the body. The Stoic trains not for vanity, but for alignment. A strong body anchors a disciplined mind. Neglect of the body is neglect of reason itself. Exercise is not optional, it is an obligation to potential. The person who commands their body commands their mind. Diet becomes a moral act. Food is fuel, not indulgence. The Stoic eats clean, simple, and measured. They avoid excess and processed decay. Each meal is a vote for clarity. A body built on quality sustains thought built on quality. To eat carelessly is to think carelessly. Sleep is another battlefield. Late-night distractions erode the next day's power. The Stoic treats sleep as strategic recovery. They prepare for it as they would prepare for training. Screens are shut down, thoughts are cleared, and the environment is dark and quiet. Rest is not indulgence, it is restoration of the warrior's mind. Destroying the old self also demands social detachment. Friends who thrive on gossip, intoxication, and complaint cannot walk beside the disciplined. The Stoic walks alone when necessary. They choose depth over company. Outgrowing people is not betrayal, it is evolution. The average person fears loneliness. The Stoic uses it as fuel. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." The same is true of company. The mind absorbs the values of those it spends time with. The disciplined person curates their circle as they would guard their mind. Only those aligned with purpose remain. To destroy the old self is to end the need for validation. The average person builds their identity on approval, likes, comments, and constant reassurance. The Stoic builds it on inner proof. They act with integrity when unseen. They know that virtue does not require audience. The destruction phase is uncomfortable because it reveals dependency. Every habit removed exposes a weakness once hidden by indulgence. The Stoic faces it directly. They replace each comfort with control. Where there was drink, there is training. Where there was distraction, there is study. Where there was noise, there is silence. The process is ruthless. There is no half measure in transformation. The old self must be starved, denied, and replaced through consistent action. The Stoic does not rely on motivation. They rely on system and purpose. They act before feeling. They build momentum until the new self becomes dominant. The mind resists at first. It protests the loss of ease. It craves the familiar poisons. The Stoic endures the withdrawal. They know that temporary discomfort is the cost of permanent clarity. Each craving resisted is a fragment of the old self destroyed. Seneca observed, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste much of it." Destruction of the old self reclaims this wasted time. Every hour once lost to indulgence becomes time for mastery. Each night spent sober becomes a morning of sharpness. Each day structured around purpose becomes a victory against decay. This process extends beyond habit into identity. The Stoic dismantles self-image built on weakness. They stop saying, "I can't," "I'm not that type," or "I've always been this way." These are phrases of the old self. The disciplined person speaks through action. They rebuild identity through proof, not intention. Destruction also means emotional recalibration. Anger, envy, and resentment belong to the undisciplined mind. The Stoic replaces reaction with observation. They redirect emotion into fuel. Every emotional surge becomes energy for improvement. Emotion is not suppressed, it is converted. The physical environment mirrors the mental one. To destroy the old self, the Stoic purges the unnecessary. They remove clutter, excess possessions, and distractions. A minimalist space becomes a reflection of an ordered mind. Each item that remains has purpose. Each absence creates clarity. Digital life must also be cleansed. Unfollow noise, mute negativity, delete distractions. The Stoic turns technology from parasite to tool. They control the feed, not the other way around. Every digital choice either strengthens or weakens command. There are no neutral inputs. The Stoic learns to enjoy boredom. Boredom is not emptiness. It is the space where creativity returns. The average person escapes boredom with screens. The disciplined person uses it as a mirror. In stillness, the mind reorganizes. Insight emerges. The old self feared silence. The new self thrives in it. Physical challenge accelerates transformation. Cold showers, fasting, intense training, and discomfort forge resilience. These practices are not trends. They are tests of will. They remind the mind that it controls the body. Each voluntary hardship weakens the old self's grip. Destroying the old self requires consistency. One act of restraint changes little. Repeated acts rewrite identity. The Stoic repeats discipline until it becomes instinct. Over time, comfort becomes foreign. Ease feels unnatural. Effort feels normal. This destruction also builds empathy. When a person has conquered their own weakness, they understand the struggle of others without judgment. Strength creates quiet understanding. The Stoic guides without preaching, showing transformation through action, not words. The remnants of the old self will always attempt to return. Stress, fatigue, or nostalgia can invite relapse. The Stoic expects it. They respond not with guilt, but correction. Each return to discipline is a reaffirmation of command. The old self loses power each time it fails to reclaim control. The destruction phase is a rite of passage. Few complete it. Most retreat when the comforts call. The Stoic continues. They endure the internal resistance until the threshold is crossed. Beyond it lies a life of control, clarity, and power. Epictetus said, "No great thing is created suddenly." The destruction of the old self is gradual, but irreversible once complete. Every indulgence rejected, every distraction denied, every weakness confronted chisels away at the former identity. What remains is not emptiness, but foundation. The person who destroys the old self becomes immune to manipulation. They no longer seek pleasure from systems designed to enslave them. They become sovereign, self-contained, deliberate, awake. Their presence commands respect not by demand, but by demonstration. The Stoic understands that destruction is not loss, it is pruning. The unnecessary is removed so that the essential can grow. In burning away the old self, the individual becomes pure function and intention. There is no wasted motion, no divided purpose. Life becomes ordered strength. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What stands in the way becomes the way." The destruction of the old self is that way. Every obstacle, craving, and weakness becomes material for mastery. Through the fire of discipline, the person emerges unrecognizable, stripped of decay, fortified by struggle. The old self dies not in a moment, but in a series of quiet choices. Each choice is a blade. Each act of restraint cuts deeper into weakness. When the process is complete, the person no longer fights for discipline. They are discipline. Their life is clean, their mind sharp, their actions deliberate. To destroy the old, you is to meet yourself for the first time. The fog lifts, the world sharpens. Every breath feels owned. The person stands unshaken, not because the world has softened, but because they have hardened. This is the Stoic rebirth, a life lived without residue, without pretense, without compromise. To expand destruction further, the Stoic looks inward to dismantle hidden dependencies. These are not only habits of indulgence, but habits of thought, the subtle beliefs that justify weakness. They examine every phrase of self-deception. "I deserve a break." Everyone does this, just this once. Each is exposed as a lie the mind tells to preserve comfort. The Stoic speaks truth instead. They say, "I choose this," or "I reject this." Choice replaces excuse. Clarity replaces confusion. The old self thrives on attachment. Attachment to pleasure, identity, approval, and routine. The Stoic loosens each chain through reflection. They remind themselves that nothing external defines their worth. Whether comfort or discomfort, praise or insult, gain or loss, none of it alters who they are. This detachment makes destruction clean. The person can remove without mourning. They can burn without regret. Destruction is an art of subtraction. The disciplined person removes what is false until only what is essential remains. Each layer peeled away reveals strength beneath. The average person adds new methods, new distractions, new goals, without removing weakness. The Stoic simplifies. They understand that mastery is found in refinement, not accumulation. The mind must be reconditioned daily. The Stoic writes, reflects, and trains each morning to reinforce identity. Every repetition drives the wedge deeper between old and new. They visualize the weak self decaying with each act of control. Over time, the image fades. The new self no longer needs to imagine discipline, they embody it. Self-recreation demands patience. The Stoic accepts that destruction cannot be rushed. Habits that took years to form require time to dissolve, yet progress compounds. Each small victory weakens the enemy within. The person does not measure distance left, only direction. Each act of restraint is progress. Each disciplined decision is a strike against the old self. The world will resist the person who changes. Friends will test conviction. Society will mock simplicity, and temptations will multiply. The Stoic anticipates this opposition. They welcome it as confirmation of transformation. Resistance is proof that destruction is working. The harder the world pushes, the stronger resolve becomes. Pain becomes the signal that the old self is dying. The Stoic does not avoid this pain. They study it. They ask, "What weakness does this discomfort reveal?" In the answer, they find direction. Each point of pain becomes a site for growth. The old self fed on avoidance. The new self feeds on confrontation. The destruction of identity extends into language. The Stoic purifies speech. Words like someday, maybe, and hope to are eliminated. They speak with precision. I will or I won't. Ambiguity is weakness disguised as humility. Clear language strengthens conviction. Speech becomes a reflection of command. The environment must continue to evolve. As the person changes, their space must adapt. Old environments carry memory. A desk where distraction ruled, a chair where hours were lost, or a bar where weakness lived. These become relics of regression. The Stoic rearranges, removes, and redesigns to match new identity. Each change in space affirms the destruction of the past. To destroy the old self is also to destroy entitlement. The disciplined person no longer waits for perfect conditions. They create progress under any circumstance. Whether in comfort or deprivation, they move forward. The old self sought excuses. The new self seeks execution. The Stoic studies relapse without self-hatred. When they fall, they record it, analyze it, and correct it. Each relapse becomes data, not defeat. They treat failure as a teacher, not a verdict. The old self used guilt to justify surrender. The new self uses awareness to fortify discipline. Transformation is not about becoming someone else. It is about uncovering what was hidden beneath indulgence. The Stoic believes that strength is not learned but remembered. Every human being carries within them the capacity for mastery. Destruction simply removes what obstructs it. With time, destruction transforms into creation. The habits of discipline begin to construct a new architecture of identity. Each action builds trust in the self. The person no longer battles between impulse and intention. They are unified. The mind and body operate as one system. The chaos of the past becomes order in motion. The Stoic who has destroyed the old self no longer chases intensity. They embody steadiness. Their power is quiet, their presence unwavering. They no longer seek to prove transformation. Their existence proves it. In conversation, work, and solitude, their control is evident. Others feel it without words. In the ashes of the old self lies the material for greatness. The person who endures destruction becomes indestructible. Their peace cannot be purchased, their strength cannot be imitated, and their discipline cannot be shaken. They have walked through fire and emerged forged. This is the essence of Stoic rebirth, an existence defined by purpose, clarity, and unbreakable composure. Chapter 4. Transform pain into fuel. Pain reveals what comfort conceals. It exposes the truth about endurance, patience, and will. Where others see pain as punishment, the Stoic sees it as instruction. Each hardship is a teacher that strips away illusion. In the eyes of the undisciplined, pain is to be avoided. In the eyes of the disciplined, pain is to be mastered. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. The Stoic trains this perception until it becomes instinct. They learn to interpret pain not as suffering, but as a signal, feedback from the universe pointing toward growth. Physical pain sharpens awareness. The disciplined person trains under resistance, not to glorify suffering, but to refine command. When muscles burn and lungs tighten, they study endurance. They remind themselves that discomfort is not death, only a threshold. By crossing it repeatedly, they discover the truth, that capacity is always greater than feeling. Emotional pain is subtler but equally essential. Betrayal, loss, and rejection reveal attachments that must be examined. The Stoic does not drown in grief or rage. They step back and observe. They ask, what expectation did this pain violate? What belief does it challenge? In the answer lies freedom. Pain uncovers what must be recalibrated. Seneca taught that suffering often comes from resistance. The more one fights reality, the heavier it becomes. The Stoic releases this tension. They do not argue with what is. They adapt. Acceptance is not weakness, it is control. It allows energy once wasted on denial to be redirected toward action. Through this redirection, pain becomes motion. The Stoic uses pain as data. They record their reactions to adversity. What angers them, drains them, or breaks their concentration becomes a map of weaknesses. This awareness is invaluable. Each emotional trigger reveals an area where control must be strengthened. Pain, therefore, becomes diagnostic. To transform pain into fuel, the person must stop labeling it as negative. Pain is neutral. It is a form of feedback energy, raw and unrefined. The average person dissipates this energy through complaint or escape. The disciplined person channels it. They turn frustration into focus, sadness into study, and loss into labor. Every emotion becomes functional. Epictetus reminded his students that difficulty shows what men are. The Stoic uses hardship as a mirror. When pain arrives, it reveals the current state of the self. Panic shows untrained emotion. Calm shows practiced discipline. Each test becomes an honest report card for the soul. The disciplined person welcomes challenge as an opportunity to test preparation. They do not wish for an easier path, they wish for greater strength. When adversity strikes, they respond with composure. Their first thought is not, "Why me?" but "What now?" This focus on immediate rational response converts paralysis into power. Physical training teaches this principle. Each repetition in discomfort becomes symbolic of life itself. The muscles adapt because they are exposed to strain. The mind adapts the same way. Without resistance, there is no adaptation. The Stoic lives by this rule. Discomfort is the forge of progress. Pain also humbles. It reminds the disciplined person of impermanence and vulnerability. These truths keep arrogance from forming. When the body aches, the mind remembers its mortality. When loss strikes, the person recalls that nothing external can be owned. This humility anchors perspective. The Stoic transforms pain through structure. They schedule adversity deliberately. Cold exposure, fasting, silence, and long hours of disciplined work are not punishments. They are calibrations. Each controlled hardship builds tolerance for the uncontrolled ones life will inevitably deliver. By suffering voluntarily, they suffer less involuntarily. Pain creates hierarchy in the mind. Once a person has endured their own deliberate difficulty, the chaos of daily life loses its sting. Minor inconveniences become meaningless. The Stoics' threshold rises. They are unshaken by what crushes others because they have trained in the laboratory of hardship. Seneca advised to rehearse misfortune in the imagination, to live through poverty, sickness, or loss before it happens. This mental rehearsal is not pessimism, it is armor. The mind that has faced pain in advance cannot be shocked by its arrival. Expectation turns panic into readiness. The Stoic does not glorify suffering for its own sake. They understand that endurance without purpose is stagnation. Pain must serve a function. Each hardship is mined for wisdom. Once the lesson is extracted, dwelling ends. They move forward, carrying strength, but leaving sentiment. Emotional wounds are also opportunities for compassion. The Stoic who has endured deeply becomes patient with others. They recognize the silent struggle in those who still break under pressure. Their empathy is not weakness, it is depth born of survival. The disciplined person redefines success as endurance aligned with virtue. To keep principles intact when tested is victory. Wealth and reputation can vanish. Composure cannot be taken. Pain reveals which values are genuine and which were convenience. The Stoic uses adversity to audit authenticity. When faced with tragedy, the Stoic grieves without surrender. They allow emotion to move through them without corrupting reason. They know that even sorrow can coexist with discipline. Expression and control are not opposites, they are balance. This balance is maturity of character. The transformation of pain is physical as well as mental. The Stoic breathes through discomfort. They regulate heartbeat and posture. Physiology influences psychology. Calm body, calm mind. Even in distress, they maintain steady breathing, upright stance, and deliberate movement. Their demeanor communicates stability. Pain also tests gratitude. The person who endures learns to appreciate absence of pain. Each peaceful moment feels earned. Gratitude becomes sharper, grounded not in luxury, but in clarity. The disciplined person sees comfort not as entitlement, but as intermission between challenges. In time, pain becomes indistinguishable from growth. The Stoic begins to crave difficulty, not out of masochism, but mastery. They see each challenge as a chance to expand capability. Ease becomes the true danger. When life softens, they introduce new trials to prevent regression. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action." What stands in the way becomes the way pain is that impediment. To the untrained, it is the end of movement. To the trained, it is the beginning. The disciplined person advances through obstacles by transforming resistance into direction. Through repetition of this mindset, the Stoic becomes immune to despair. Adversity no longer surprises, it simply activates. Each storm triggers composure instead of panic. This state is not indifference, it is mastery of emotional conversion. Pain loses power to disorient. Transforming pain into fuel is a lifelong discipline. It requires vigilance, self-observation, and humility. The Stoic renews this practice daily. Each morning they remind themselves, discomfort will come and it will be used. No pain will go to waste. When the average person collapses under hardship, the Stoic continues walking, not faster, not slower, steady. The storm that breaks others becomes their wind of propulsion. This is the quiet advantage of discipline, the ability to move forward when all others freeze. The ultimate test of transformation is composure under pain. When the body shakes, when loss burns, when plans collapse, the Stoic stands firm. They do not perform serenity, they live it. Their stillness is not denial, but strength rooted in understanding. pain becomes motion, hardship becomes grace. To live this way is to reverse the world's logic. Where others run from difficulty, the Stoic walks toward it. They know that comfort decays potential. Only pressure reveals who one truly is. In embracing pain, they transcend it. In mastering suffering, they achieve freedom. Pain refines. Pain clarifies. Pain purifies. The Stoic welcomes it as the sculptor welcomes resistance of marble. Each strike of life's chisel reveals form, structure, and purpose. What remains after pain is not brokenness, but precision. The shape of a person who has learned to turn every wound into strength. Chapter 5. Guard Energy and Inputs. Energy is the currency of mastery. Every thought, decision, and interaction either preserves or drains it. Most people live bankrupt, spending mental energy on what yields no return. They waste strength on trivial conflicts, endless scrolling, and emotional reactions. The Stoic guards energy as the most sacred resource. They understand that a disciplined life depends not only on what one does, but on what one refuses to do. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The things you think about determine the quality of your mind. Every thought consumes energy. Every unfiltered input taxes attention." The disciplined person audits their consumption the way a strategist audits supply lines. They do not allow contamination into the system. They know that an undisciplined mind leaks power through distraction. To guard energy, the Stoic first studies where it leaks. They observe the subtle drains, pointless arguments, negative news cycles, unearned obligations, or relationships built on drama. Each of these fragments focus and drains emotional stamina. The disciplined person cuts them off without hesitation. Emotional clarity is treated as a form of survival. Modern life creates invisible fatigue. Constant notifications, overexposure to opinions, and endless digital stimulation wear the nervous system down. The Stoic does not submit to this. They design boundaries that protect mental silence. Phones are silenced during deep work. Social media is used deliberately, not reflexively. Every input must earn its place. Energy management begins with attention selection. The Stoic decides what deserves awareness before the day begins. They understand that the mind cannot process infinite signals. By limiting inputs, they preserve strength for creation, strategy, and reflection. Information is filtered by relevance and value. What cannot improve life is ignored without guilt. Seneca cautioned, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." The same principle applies to mental energy. The more a person chases stimulation, the poorer their focus becomes. The Stoic practices minimalism of attention. They engage deeply with few things rather than superficially with many. Quality replaces quantity. Guarding energy requires mastery of emotion. Emotional reactivity is the greatest thief of power. Anger, gossip, envy, and resentment drain energy faster than any physical labor. The Stoic does not suppress emotion, they channel it. They recognize anger as a momentary surge of energy that can be redirected into discipline. They turn frustration into concentration, not complaint. The disciplined person also limits empathy expenditure. Compassion is valuable, but misplaced compassion becomes exhaustion. The Stoic helps where it is effective and withdraws where it is wasted. They understand that constant emotional rescue of others depletes strength. To preserve inner balance, they must sometimes step back. They do not carry every burden. Guarding energy means learning the art of selective engagement. Not every conflict deserves a response. Not every invitation deserves attendance. Not every message deserves reply. The Stoic responds to what aligns with purpose. Silence is often the most powerful form of energy conservation. Decision fatigue is another modern disease. Each trivial choice weakens willpower. The disciplined person reduces unnecessary decisions through structure. They predefine training times, meal patterns, and routines. This automation frees cognitive resources for higher reasoning. A predictable schedule creates psychological efficiency. The body is the battery of the mind. Physical depletion affects mental clarity. The Stoic maintains balance through disciplined sleep, nutrition, and movement. They avoid the extremes of neglect and indulgence. A clean diet sustains endurance. Regular exercise clears the nervous system. They treat the body as a vessel of reason that must be maintained, not exploited. The disciplined person practices deliberate solitude. Solitude is where energy regenerates, noise consumes, silence restores. The Stoic schedules time each day to withdraw from interaction and stimulus. In this stillness, the mind repairs itself. Without periods of isolation, burnout becomes inevitable. Epictetus taught, "You become what you give your attention to." Modern life proves this daily. Those who give attention to outrage become angry. Those who give it to fear become anxious. The Stoic protects the mind's direction. They curate inputs like a craftsman selecting materials. Only what supports virtue, clarity, and strength is allowed entry. Energy is lost not only through action, but through indecision. The person who constantly rethinks choices burns mental fuel without movement. The Stoic commits fully once a decision aligns with reason. They act decisively and accept consequence calmly. Certainty of direction preserves energy. Hesitation wastes it. The disciplined person monitors internal dialogue. Negative self-talk drains willpower faster than external obstacles. The Stoic speaks to themselves with clarity, not emotion. They replace "I'm tired" with "I will recover." They replace "this is hard" with "this is training." Each statement preserves strength instead of eroding it. Guarding energy also involves control of sensory intake. Overstimulation fragments perception. The Stoic limits background noise, visual clutter, and excessive light. They create an environment conducive to calm focus. Their workspace, home, and routines reflect inner order. Energy flows cleanly where chaos is removed. Digital overstimulation is the modern plague. Constant exposure to highlights of others' lives breeds comparison and envy. The Stoic unfollows distraction. They consume knowledge, not noise. Social media becomes a tool for communication or learning, not a source of validation. The disciplined person never trades mental peace for digital attention. Guarding inputs means treating conversation as filtration. Words exchanged with others affect energy levels. The Stoic avoids gossip, shallow argument, and emotional venting disguised as dialogue. They seek discourse that sharpens thought, not drains it. Each conversation is weighed by its impact on clarity. To preserve energy, the Stoic must also master rest. Rest is not laziness, it is refueling. The disciplined person detaches from work with intention. They use recovery to strengthen, not escape. Reading philosophy, walking, or silent meditation become restoration rituals. True rest multiplies future energy. Modern Stoicism requires awareness of digital addiction cycles. Notifications, rapid feedback, and instant gratification train the brain for short attention spans. The Stoic retrains the mind through delayed reward. They resist the urge to check constantly. They use technology like a sword, sharp, deliberate, and only when necessary. Energy leaks also occur through unspoken anxiety. The Stoic faces uncertainty through preparation. They write plans, backup plans, and contingencies. Once systems are in place, they release worry. Anxiety thrives in unstructured minds. Structure kills it. This shift from rumination to execution conserves immense power. Protecting energy also involves boundaries against negativity. The disciplined person does not engage with pessimistic individuals who drain motivation. They do not try to convince the unwilling or argue with the unreasonable. Time spent defending reason is time lost from living it. The Stoic practices withdrawal without hostility. Marcus Aurelius said, "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy." Energy is preserved by non-reaction. When insulted, the Stoic remains still. When provoked, they remain measured. They conserve energy by denying others control over their state. Composure is a shield against emotional theft. Decision-making is done in layers. The Stoic establishes priorities: virtue, purpose, health, mission. Everything else is filtered through these pillars. If an activity does not serve one of them, it is rejected. This filtering system prevents scattered effort. Energy is concentrated like a laser rather than diffused like light. Guarding energy is not detachment from life. It is engagement with precision. The disciplined person feels deeply, but directs emotions strategically. They act with intensity when required and rest completely when needed. Balance is not passive. It is active regulation of power. The Stoic studies the rhythm of their own energy cycles. They notice when creativity peaks, when focus fades, and when recovery is necessary. They adjust work accordingly. Discipline without self-knowledge becomes burnout. Mastery requires synchronization with one's own rhythm. Energy protection extends into speech economy. The disciplined person speaks less and listens more. Every unnecessary word expends force. Brevity sharpens presence. The Stoic uses silence as a form of power, speaking only when speech adds value. To guard energy, the person must stop seeking constant stimulation. Quiet is not emptiness, it is power. In stillness, ideas form. In calm, solutions appear. The Stoic treats boredom as signal to focus, not escape. They understand that creativity and insight thrive in still minds, not overstimulated ones. The disciplined person understands that everything they consume consumes them in return. Each song, article, or conversation leaves residue. The Stoic filters every intake through one question: does this align with who I aim to become? If the answer is no, it is removed. Guarding energy requires humility. The person admits when they are tired and recovers without shame. They recognize the difference between laziness and exhaustion. The Stoic does not glorify constant motion. They glorify consistency. They rest strategically to ensure that effort remains sharp. Seneca wrote, "He suffers more than necessary who suffers before it is necessary." Worry drains energy before events even occur. The Stoic replaces speculation with preparation. They do not waste energy imagining disasters. They build resilience to meet them. Through constant refinement, the Stoic creates an ecosystem of clarity. Their life becomes structured around conservation and precision. They rise early, think clearly, move efficiently, and rest deeply. Each day begins and ends with awareness of energy expenditure. The person who guards energy becomes impenetrable to chaos. While others are exhausted by noise, they remain calm. While others are distracted by novelty, they remain focused. Their stability intimidates the restless. Their peace radiates authority. To guard energy and inputs is to protect the foundation of all mastery. Without it, focus collapses, discipline fades, and identity fractures. With it, every action gains weight, every word gains meaning, and every moment gains presence. The Stoic who guards their energy does not merely survive the world. They command it with quiet strength and deliberate force. Chapter 6. Develop the Long Horizon Mind. The average person lives in short cycles of attention. They act for approval, pleasure, and comfort in the immediate moment. Their sense of progress collapses when rewards are delayed. The Stoic sees this as a form of blindness. To think only in the short term is to live without strategy. The disciplined person extends their horizon beyond the visible. They build for decades, not days. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good." The Stoic interprets this not as urgency for impulse, but as urgency for alignment. They understand that time is finite, yet meaning is infinite when purpose directs it. To develop the long horizon mind is to live with immediate presence and long-range intent simultaneously. The Stoic divides perception into two layers, the moment and the mission. The moment is for execution. The mission is for direction. Most people confuse the two. They drift through moments without direction or plan grandly without execution. The disciplined person unites both. Each day is a brick placed carefully toward a long foundation. No single action is wasted because all serve a higher pattern. Short-term gratification governs the weak mind. The Stoic resists this instinct by mastering delay. They practice patience in discomfort, holding steady when results are invisible. They understand that seeds planted in silence grow roots before they rise. To rush growth is to destroy it. They measure life not by how fast progress appears, but by how strong the structure becomes. Seneca wrote, "It is not that things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult." The Stoic dares to think in years. They build projects, skills, and character systems that may not pay off for decades. The average person avoids this because they crave visible success. The Stoic seeks invisible mastery. They know that when the mind learns to sustain vision without external proof, strength compounds. The long horizon mind views failure differently. Short-term thinkers see failure as loss. Long-term thinkers see it as data. Each setback reveals a refinement in process. The Stoic records lessons, adjusts, and continues. They refuse emotional panic. To them, progress is not linear. It is iterative. Every obstacle becomes material for construction. To maintain such vision, the Stoic must manage expectation. They remove the need for instant validation. Modern life conditions people to expect constant feedback, likes, results, acknowledgement. The Stoic removes this addiction. They act for excellence, not applause. The satisfaction comes from alignment with principle, not recognition from others. The long horizon mind also requires economic patience. The disciplined person does not chase short profits or impulsive spending. They invest in tools, skills, and relationships that compound over years. They understand that wealth earned slowly is stable, while wealth gained quickly is fragile. This patience extends beyond money into every domain: reputation, mastery, peace. Long-term vision strengthens emotional control. The person who sees beyond the moment does not overreact to temporary events. Insults, disappointments, and failures shrink in significance. When viewed against a decade of purpose, small disruptions lose their power. The Stoic trains themselves to pause, zoom out, and remember that the present moment is a single note in a long composition. To think long-term is to live strategically. Each decision is measured by its effect on the future self. The Stoic asks, "Will this choice strengthen me in 5 years?" before acting. This mindset transforms impulsive behavior into calculated progress. The average person seeks comfort today. The disciplined person seeks capability tomorrow. The long horizon mind depends on structure. Without systems, long-term goals collapse into chaos. The stoic breaks down visions into repeatable actions. Daily rituals become bridges to distant goals. There is no fantasy of sudden transformation, only the steady accumulation of consistent acts. This patience is not passive, it is controlled persistence. Marcus Aurelius practiced this through reflection. He would remind himself that the universe unfolds in cycles far larger than personal concern. This cosmic perspective reduced anxiety. The Stoic who sees themselves as part of a larger process cannot be destabilized by momentary discomfort. They align personal rhythm with universal rhythm. The disciplined person learns to find satisfaction in progress itself. They do not postpone contentment until success arrives. They experience fulfillment in the act of moving forward. This detachment from outcome prevents burnout. The Stoic knows that growth is infinite. Arrival is an illusion. The long horizon mind values legacy over approval. The average person seeks applause from the present generation. The Stoic builds systems that will outlast them. They plant ideas, create work, and cultivate virtue that will influence beyond their lifetime. Their ambition is timeless, rooted in contribution, not recognition. Patience does not mean inaction. The Stoic acts daily with precision. They measure time in effort, not emotion. While others hesitate waiting for motivation, the disciplined person executes. Momentum replaces hope. Through consistent repetition, they create inevitability. The long horizon mind integrates humility. The Stoic understands that mastery is endless. Each milestone only expands awareness of what remains to be learned. This humility sustains curiosity and prevents stagnation. The long thinker is a lifelong student. Seneca wrote, "He who is brave is free." Bravery in this context is the courage to commit to what cannot be seen yet. To work for decades toward mastery requires faith in process. The Stoics' bravery is quiet. They endure obscurity while building greatness in silence. They trust that reality eventually rewards order and persistence. Modern distractions are designed to fracture this patience. The Stoic combats them by reducing speed. They slow thought, simplify goals, and remove unnecessary urgency. They measure progress in depth, not in volume. The long horizon mind moves slowly, but never stops. Failure becomes refinement, repetition becomes meditation, and delay becomes discipline. The Stoic learns to enjoy the stretch between effort and result. This tension is where endurance is built. The impatient collapse here, the disciplined transform here. A long horizon requires physical endurance as well. The Stoic maintains health to sustain the mission. They know that fatigue breeds short-sightedness. By keeping the body strong, they extend clarity. Endurance of mind depends on endurance of body. The long horizon mind also manages relationships differently. The disciplined person surrounds themselves with those who think beyond the immediate. They value reliability over excitement, substance over charm. The wrong company can destroy vision. The Stoic filters companions by time orientation. Those who can delay gratification belong in the circle. Strategic patience also builds resilience against chaos. When a person thinks in decades, temporary instability loses meaning. Economic downturns, social trends, and fleeting crises cannot unbalance them. Their foundation rests on principles, not conditions. They adapt, but they do not drift. The Stoic defines success not by pace, but by trajectory. Each day that aligns with the long arc of purpose is a victory. They measure consistency, not speed. This orientation frees them from comparison. Their only competition is yesterday's self. To develop the long horizon mind, one must practice mental endurance. The Stoic trains focus the way an athlete trains muscles, gradually increasing the length of undistracted attention. They practice holding thought across time, planning months ahead while acting with precision today. The gap between vision and execution closes. A person who lives by short-term emotion becomes reactive. The Stoic who lives by long-term principle becomes deliberate. Each challenge becomes a strategic adjustment, not a crisis. The long horizon mind converts chaos into order through time perspective. The disciplined person integrates reflection cycles into their schedule. Weekly, monthly, and yearly reviews maintain direction. These checkpoints ensure that action aligns with mission. Without reflection, long-term plans drift into fantasy. With it, every action becomes calibration. The long horizon mind is slow to excite and slow to despair. Praise does not intoxicate. Failure does not paralyze. Stability replaces volatility. The Stoic's emotions align with duration. They feel deeply, but never recklessly. This is emotional endurance, the ability to remain steady through change. Modern society confuses urgency with importance. The Stoic corrects this error by prioritizing depth over speed. They value quiet work done daily over loud effort done occasionally. Each task completed well becomes part of a long chain of integrity. Patience also reshapes ambition. The Stoic no longer seeks overnight transformation. They build patiently through compounding. 1 hour of focus repeated for years outperforms bursts of inspiration. The long horizon mind measures effort by accumulation, not intensity. To think in long arcs is to trust the process of nature. Seasons exist in all pursuits: growth, harvest, rest, renewal. The Stoic aligns action with these cycles rather than forcing constant motion. They understand that pause is not regression, it is preparation. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself daily that everything changes, but that virtue endures. The long horizon mind mirrors this wisdom. It accepts impermanence of conditions and permanence of character. What cannot be controlled is released. What can be built is built relentlessly. When the person commits to a decade of purpose, they stop fearing days of struggle. When they plan a lifetime of virtue, they stop fearing moments of pain. The long horizon mind transcends short-term fear. It sees storms as temporary weather, not the end of the voyage. To develop this mind is to detach from constant measurement. The Stoic focuses on daily execution, letting outcomes accumulate naturally. They understand that mastery is invisible for long stretches, visible only in hindsight. The disciplined person remains patient in obscurity, confident that consistency compounds beyond perception. The long horizon mind is the foundation of peace. When one's focus extends beyond the noise of the present, anxiety loses power. The person who thinks in years cannot be disturbed by the chaos of hours. Their mind remains calm, their energy conserved, their progress certain. To think long is to live free. The Stoic who lives by enduring principles rather than fleeting moods stands unmovable in a restless world. They build legacies of clarity, not collections of distractions. Their horizon stretches beyond the limits of comfort into the realm of permanence. Chapter 7. Act relentlessly in silence. The disciplined person understands that noise is the language of the unproven. The louder the display, the weaker the foundation. The Stoic operates differently. They work in silence, act without announcement, and let results reveal intention. To act relentlessly in silence is to detach from the need for validation. It is to live in constant movement without seeking witness. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." This is the essence of silent action. While others discuss, compare, and posture, the Stoic executes. They turn principle into motion. They do not explain virtue. They demonstrate it through consistency. The world rewards spectacle. Modern culture idolizes visibility, turning attention into currency. Yet attention costs energy. The Stoic refuses to trade focus for exposure. They would rather build unseen than decay in distraction. Every hour spent proving worth to others is an hour stolen from progress. Relentless action requires economy of motion. The Stoic cuts excess communication, self-promotion, and empty ambition. They measure each effort by outcome, not optics. The goal is transformation, not performance. When the world claps, they remain still. When the world doubts, they remain still. Their rhythm does not depend on applause. To act in silence is not withdrawal, it is control. The disciplined person directs their power toward work, not noise. They understand that momentum dies in exposure. The more one speaks of a plan, the less strength remains to execute it. Silence protects momentum. It keeps energy compressed like pressure before ignition. Seneca advised, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." The same applies to attention. The craving for recognition weakens intent. The Stoic replaces craving with composure. They draw satisfaction from effort, not acknowledgement. Their confidence is self-contained. Relentless work in silence requires detachment from outcome. The Stoic acts because it aligns with virtue, not because it guarantees success. They measure progress by integrity of process. If action is right, result becomes secondary. This removes fear. The person no longer hesitates under uncertainty. They act because principle demands it. Modern life encourages constant broadcast. Every success must be shared, every struggle narrated. The Stoic resists this impulse. They do not live to prove progress. They live to embody it. Silence is not secrecy. It is discipline in communication. It preserves mystery, clarity, and strength. Relentless action is sustained through structure. The Stoic wakes, trains, and works according to system, not emotion. Each repetition compounds silently. Over weeks and years, the invisible becomes unshakable. The person others call lucky is simply consistent in private. The disciplined person separates attention from identity. Praise does not inflate, criticism does not puncture. Their sense of worth is anchored in effort. When results appear, they attribute them to the system, not ego. Humility protects growth from corruption. To act relentlessly in silence also means to act without resentment. The Stoic does not complain about lack of recognition. They see invisibility as freedom. Without expectation, they can move faster, cleaner, and with greater purity of intent. Their satisfaction lies in mastery itself. Epictetus taught, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." Silent action is embodiment. Every small discipline, each workout, reflection, or decision becomes an expression of principle. Words fade, habits endure. The Stoic understands that legacy is built through repetition, not declaration. In silence, attention sharpens. Without the noise of self-display, the mind observes patterns others miss. Strategy becomes clearer. The Stoic sees opportunity before others speak of it. Stillness becomes advantage. The world rushes to announce. The Stoic waits, watches, and moves with precision. Relentless action does not mean frantic motion. It means steady forward momentum without pause for validation. The Stoic sustains pace through structure. When tired, they rest with intention. When restored, they resume immediately. Progress is continuous, not conditional. The disciplined person also understands the strategic use of timing. They act when conditions align, not when emotion peaks. They allow plans to mature in silence until execution becomes undeniable. To reveal plans prematurely is to weaken them. The Stoic guards their intentions like fire from wind. Silence also refines speech. When the disciplined person finally speaks, their words carry weight. Brevity commands attention because it is backed by proof. The Stoic uses words like tools, only when necessary and always for purpose. Their restraint magnifies their presence. Modern minds seek constant stimulation, confusing movement with progress. The Stoic separates the two. Movement without direction is noise. Motion with purpose is mastery. By acting in silence, they convert chaos into clean execution. The relentless worker does not chase motivation. They act regardless of feeling. Each task completed without enthusiasm strengthens resolve. They learn that consistency matters more than excitement. The Stoic becomes dependable, not dramatic. Silence becomes a sanctuary from interference. It shields the disciplined mind from opinion. When others gossip or boast, the Stoic remains focused. They understand that noise contaminates intention. Isolation is not loneliness, it is refinement. The Stoic accepts solitude as the price of greatness. To rise above mediocrity, one must often walk unseen. The path of mastery is quiet because few travel it. The disciplined person does not fear this isolation, they value it. It filters distraction and reveals character. Relentless action also demands emotional neutrality. Success does not inflate pride. Failure does not drain purpose. The Stoic treats both as tests of stability. They neither celebrate too loudly nor lament too long. Equilibrium replaces volatility. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself." The silent worker embodies this law. They hold themselves to an unspoken standard that requires no advertisement. Their work speaks on their behalf. Their presence explains what their mouth never needs to. To act relentlessly in silence is to build inevitability. The person who repeats excellence privately creates outcomes that cannot be denied publicly. Results become the only message, discipline the only proof. When others finally notice, the Stoic has already moved on to the next phase of growth. The disciplined person also guards against arrogance. Silence must not become superiority. They remain humble, aware that all mastery is temporary without maintenance. The Stoic knows that the same discipline required to rise is needed to remain. Relentless action does not crave legacy. The Stoic works because work itself is the expression of order. Recognition is irrelevant. Alignment is everything. They understand that immortality is not achieved through fame, but through influence, the quiet transmission of strength through example. In a world addicted to display, silence becomes rebellion. The Stoic's restraint unsettles those who depend on attention for identity. Their calm becomes a mirror reflecting the instability of others. This is not intentional dominance. It is the byproduct of composure. Relentless silence breeds longevity. Those who speak constantly exhaust themselves. Those who act quietly conserve power. The Stoic moves strategically, maintaining energy for decades of execution. Their trajectory is stable because it is not fueled by external reaction. To act relentlessly in silence is to master restraint, patience, and precision. It is to embody purpose so deeply that words become unnecessary. The disciplined person lives by rhythm, not reaction. Their strength is invisible until it is undeniable. When the time comes to reveal work, it is complete, refined, and unarguable. The Stoic does not present potential, they present proof. Their achievements carry the weight of unseen labor. This is the nature of quiet dominance. To end each day with work done, words few and mind calm, that is the highest discipline. The Stoic measures success not by recognition, but by peace earned through integrity of action. They live unseen, build unshaken, and move forward without noise. In silence, power grows. In action, purpose solidifies. The disciplined person walks a path few notice, but all eventually feel. This is the way of the Stoic, steady, relentless, silent, and unstoppable.